Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Altius Images Drone Positive Podcast. I'm Todd Dudley and I'm the founder and director of Altius Images. As a drone pilot, the negative press that drones receive annoys me no end. This podcast is trying to change the negative public perception of our multi-rotored friends one positive story at a time. There are plenty of stories out there that show just how amazing drones can be, and I will be bringing you one of these stories each week. So let's fly into some positivity and see just how amazing drones are. Before we start, I hope that everyone listening is safe and sound and that you're coping with whatever your situation is. Hopefully this podcast can entertain you slightly for a few minutes at least. This week, we're going back to January 2019, when Tropical Cyclone Desmond hit the north coast of Mozambique. Roads became rivers, ground floors of homes and stores were submerged, and cars floated away. However, emergency crews had cutting-edge technology on their side. Unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, were deployed to track rising floodwaters and chart better evacuation plans for the people trying to escape them. Using live images taken at close range, rescuers were able to respond much faster than in previous years. The imagery collected by UAS teams on the ground was integrated in real time and for the first time into the European Union's Copernicus Emergency Mapping Service, which was activated at the request of the United Nations to conduct rapid assessments of flooded areas. These new skills are the result of multiple training opportunities led by the World Food Programme, or the WFP, on how to fly, map and coordinate with drones. A few months earlier, in September 2018, the same government staff who directed drones over Mozambique stood in a field in Madagascar with a remote control in their hands practicing their pilot skills. The benefits were clear, with WFP Chief of Staff Rehan Assad saying, "Over the past 2 years, WFP has laid the framework for the integration of frontier technologies, including drones, into emergency preparedness and response. WFP's capacity building is now being put into action where drones can be deployed when every moment counts. Our government counterpart in Mozambique, the National Disaster Management Agency, is flying drones as we speak to get a common operating picture of the situation on the ground via live video to search and rescue teams, as well as high-resolution flood mapping to begin rehabilitation planning once floodwaters recede." So clearly a technology that the WFP are keen to utilise. And more widely, Andrula Kaminara, who is the director of the EU's Civil Protection and Humanitarian Aid Department, said that the EU is firmly convinced that technology can be harnessed to enhance national disaster management systems at minimal cost. Mozambique is one of the most disaster-prone countries in the world. With our support, he said, WFP provided professional training to national disaster management authorities in Mozambique on the use of drones. The country is now reaping the benefit of this training as the drone team is in action in the emergency flood response. It is an example of how new technology can save lives and help communities hit by disasters within shorter time spans. So clearly the EU are keen on the technology too. As drone technology is implemented, humanitarian organisations have to be clear about what kind of data they are allowed to collect and who has access to it. In some instances, photos of groups or individuals could put their lives at risk. In this scenario, UAS or drones can be programmed to fly at a certain height or use automated processes to blur out sensitive information, including people, places, and things to protect anonymity. Before a mission begins, staff need to communicate to all involved parties, including the affected population whenever possible, the what and the why of the data they are collecting. The expansion of this technology is an integral part of WFP's plan to end hunger by 2030, as well as a focus for the forthcoming World Economic Forum Centre for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. At the annual conference in Davos, WFP Technology Director and CIO Enrica Porcari became a member of WEF's Council of Drones and Aerial Mobility, drafting policy for global UAS coordination and regulations. In a Q&A with DevEx in 2018, Ms. Porcari highlighted the critical importance of leveraging drone technology, including in disaster response assessments, where saving time is particularly crucial. She said, "Imagine in the case of flooding or an earthquake, drones enable you to do the vulnerability assessment in the most effective and efficient way, from weeks and days to hours. So the World Food Programme are clearly a leading light in the utilisation of drones, and they will continue to use them more and more. Hopefully they can help to pave the way for everyone else." If you want more detail on that story, the link for the full story is in the description below, so feel free to check that out. But that about does it for this week of Drone Positive. Please do get in touch with us on social media. We are at Altius Images on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find us easily enough on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. All of the links for our channels are down below, so please do reach out. We would love to hear from you. If you've run out of jobs to pretend to do during isolation and haven't listened to our Droning On series, in which we interview other people in the drone industry, go back in our feed and look out for those episodes, as they're well worth a listen and might kill a bit of time for you. Thank you for listening, guys. Please subscribe to and share the podcast so that we can spread our positivity as far and wide as possible. The world certainly needs some of that at the moment. We will see you next Monday for episode 13 of the Drone Positive podcast. But for now, fly safe and stay safe, folks. Bye-bye. Thank you.